Hallelujah. Fresh fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need fresh fire, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your fire fall on us, oh God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, oh God. You are worthy to be praised. Father, we just praise your holy name. We worship you today. You are worthy. There is none like you, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for fresh fire. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Let your will be done during this service, oh God. Hallelujah. We came to worship you. We came to magnify your name. We came to hear from you, oh God. We came to hear a word from you, oh God. Hallelujah. Speak to our souls, oh God. Speak to our spirits, oh God, through the man of God, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are worthy. Let your fire fall on us. Let your fire fall on this broadcast. Let your fire fall on this online service, oh God. Hallelujah. We need your anointing, oh Lord. Lord, we need your anointing, hallelujah, to fill this place, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You are worthy, oh God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. There is none like you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise you today. We praise you in the sanctuary. We praise you. With our lips, we praise you, oh God. We worship you with our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, save souls, change lives, set the captives free. Oh God, you are able. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you today. Hallelujah. Yet will we praise you. Yet will we give you the glory. Yet will we give you the honor, oh God. Yet will we, hallelujah, praise your holy name. You are worthy. You alone are worthy. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for divine favor, oh God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for favor being on our lives, oh God. Mercy, goodness, huh? Oh, power, 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 power. Let your power fall, oh God, in the lives of each and every person that listens, oh God, in the lives of each and every person that attends this service, in the lives of each and every person that listens to the archives, oh God. Bless, oh God. Bless, oh God. Light the fire, oh God. Let us not be lukewarm, oh God, but let us be on fire for you, God. Oh God, we thank you and we praise you that your word is sure, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the covenant that we have with you, oh God, through the blood of Jesus Christ, God. No weapon formed against us can prosper. We thank you, Lord. Build up the strength of your people. Strengthen your people right now. Sending your people right now, Lord. Somebody needs another touch. Somebody needs more power. Somebody needs to be encouraged. Somebody needs to be strengthened right now, God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, strengthen your people right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just praise you on today. We worship you today. So, Lord, we give this service to you. We give this service to you, oh, God. Take over the internet. Take over the phone lines. Oh, God, speak loudly. Speak clearly. Speak a clear word, a prophetic word into somebody's life on today. Somebody's calling in. Somebody's listening in, oh God, and they need to hear a word from you, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for manifesting yourself in the lives of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that not one word will fall to the ground. Not one word will come back to you void, oh God, but it will prosper that to which you have sent it, oh God. Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. For a sure word on today. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit that's even permeating through these phone lines, permeating through the internet, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you that your word won't come back to you void, but it will accomplish that for which you sent it. So, Lord, we just know, oh God, that you have a word coming through to us on today, and we receive it in advance. We receive the word in advance, oh God, knowing that your word won't come back to you void. So, Lord, we ask that you will bless this time that we are together. Bless, bless, bless each and every individual, oh God. Even as we gather together, bless us, oh God. And bless us indeed, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. in advance for what you're about to do during this next 40 minutes, this next 45, 50 minutes, God. We say have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons, and we welcome you to the New Creation Christian Ministries midweek lunchtime online service. My God. Hallelujah. There's an anointing just in saying those words. Midweek, lunchtime, online service. My God. God is having his way during our midweek, lunchtime, online service. We thank God for each and every one of you around the world who are tuning in to listen, who are tuning in to be a part of, who are tuning in to receive what the Lord has to say to you on today. There is a sure word of the Lord coming from my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, on today. We're excited about what God is doing. We had over 100 people in attendance on last week, and we thank God for what he's doing. And it's not about numbers, amen. It is not about numbers. I'm telling you, when you start to look at numbers, it has a numbing effect. But I want you to know it's about how many people we can reach for Jesus. It's about how many people we can help, amen, to be empowered, amen, for their daily walk. We're believing, God, their lives will be changed through this particular lunchtime midweek service. We believe that God is going to do a work in the lives of his people, that some people are going to be saved, empowered, set on fire, that you're going to be able to go back to your local churches on fire, holding up the arms of your pastors, amen. So we welcome you, amen. We are not here to replace church. Let me just say that again. We are not here to replace church. Amen. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling together of yourselves. On the first day of every week, we are to go to our local assemblies. We're to go and take our individual anointings and add it to the corporate anointing. Amen. So that God can show up and show out in the middle of the congregation. There's something that you have on the inside of you that's going to meet up with something on the inside of somebody else. And when you open your mouth, when you hug somebody, when you smile at somebody, when you say amen to the word that the pastor is preaching, you are adding to the corporate anointing, amen. So it's so important that even as you come to our lunchtime services, that you still go to church if you have a church home, that you still go to Bible study, that you still support your pastor in the ministry and the vision that the Lord has given your pastor. Amen. So we're excited. Amen. If you don't have a pastor, look, we will be your interim pastors here online, but we need you to contact us so that we can help you find a local church assembly. Not all churches are bad. Not all pastors are crooked. Amen. There are some good churches out there, and we're in fellowship with some pastors, and we will help you find a place where God can nurture you and you could be planted, where you could be rooted, where you could be nurtured in the things of God and come into the fullness of all that God has ordained for you to be. Amen. So with that said, we welcome you. We're going to move forward into the service. We're going to play a worship song. And right after this song, amen, you're going to hear the preach word coming from the mouth of our very own Pastor Anthony Simmons. Amen. Hallelujah. God, it has a word for you. Amen. God has a word for you. So we're going to just worship God. Amen. For a few minutes. And after that, you'll hear from our own Pastor Anthony Simmons. Amen. Hallelujah.
For so long I was silent, for so long I did not have a song to pray. Pressure filled my day and clouds blocked my way, but there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me. So still in me.
I choose to worship.
spirit give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is longing for this moment with thee.
I choose to worship.
Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Oh, yes, I do.
I choose to worship.
I'm already made up my mind. I can't give up. No, no. Come on, put those hands in the air and just say it with me. Come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. Choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I've made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to
I can't
worship.
Lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing
me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life.
I'm
going
to worship.
I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
Heal me. I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing.
I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am.
I'm going to worship.
I'm going to worship you, oh Lord. Come on, lift up those hands and bless his name.
I'm
going
to worship.
I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. I'm going to worship.
I'm going to worship.
Ooh, yeah. My heart is long for this moment with thee. I choose to worship.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We choose to worship God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We choose to worship. Amen. Receive the word of the Lord coming to the man of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I get excited. Amen. I get excited. Hallelujah. That God is at work in our lives, and I get excited that he allows us, amen, to come on these airways to minister his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for those who are listening and will listen to the New Creation Church online. We thank God for you. Can I get right into this? The Lord has placed this in my spirit. Amen. It's a couple of verses of scripture I need to read first, coming from the book of Acts, the 25th chapter. Pastor, can you hear me okay?
Amen.
Amen. Acts chapter 16, the 25th verse, and it reads, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them." My God.
Mm.
"And suddenly," I hope somebody says suddenly, "and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately," somebody please say immediately, "all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed." Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your word in advance. Thank you for, Father God, is breaking yokes and destroying the plan of the enemy today. Thank you for us not just being hearers, but becoming doers of your word. Thank you that you're calling us to be a people that live by faith and not by sight. So, Lord, we thank you in advance that your word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. Hallelujah. Just for a few moments, if I can entertain you and talk to you, I just want to talk very briefly about the power of praise. Hallelujah. The power of praise. We understand, even as we look at Peter over in the earlier book of Acts, that people prayed while Peter was in prison, and as they prayed, the prison doors were opened. They had intercessory prayer on behalf of Peter, and all of a sudden, the shackles and the prison doors were open, and Peter came to the house where they were praying, and they were so amazed that Peter got his freedom that they did not even know it was a reality happening amongst them. Sometimes we don't understand the power of our prayers until we see demonstration and manifestation. But God will honor your prayers on today if you continue to pray to him and petition him on behalf of what you need from him. So we see so many times in the Bible, as Jesus ordered us to pray without ceasing, as we see those prison doors were open because Peter had intercessors praying for him. But now we come to this 16th chapter to the book of Acts according to Paul and Silas. We look at this story. In the beginning of the chapter, we see that there was a damsel possessed with a demon, a divination spirit. And with that spirit, they had people who was the master of her, and they were gaining money, gaining a wealth off of her evil spirit. And as she followed Paul, saying that these are the servants of the Most High God, Paul got fed up with it. And Paul turned around and cast that spirit out of this young girl. And as he cast that spirit out, there were people in that day that was not happy because Paul just destroyed their proceeds. Mm-hmm. And they lied and fabricated the story. So as they fabricated the story, now Paul and Silas is thrown into prison just because they chose to do the work of the Lord. And we see that even though they were in prison, the Bible says that they prayed. Again, the power of prayer. But not only did they pray, they were praising with song. Oh, glory, help me, Holy Ghost. The Bible says they were praising, singing songs, and praying to God. And as they praised God and as they prayed to God, the Bible says that the prison doors were opened and their bands were loose. And I'm here to just announce to you today that when you begin to praise God, you'll see that there is power in your praise.
Hallelujah.
I love it when David said, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." He goes on to say, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." And that's why we need help. When we pray together, there's more power. And he goes on to say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. But the latter part of that 34th Psalm, David says that many are the troubles and many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. But as we look at Paul and Silas and we look at David praising God, knowing that this life will bring trouble, there's something about praise that moves the heart of God. Ah, hallelujah. Somebody hear God today. There's something about when we praise God in spite of our trouble. Maybe you're on this line today, or maybe you're listening, and you're bound up with bills. With this recession and so many people dealing with economic troubles, so many people are bound up with debt, and that debt has you down. So many people are just worried and have anxiety and stress over how they're going to pay their bills. I challenge you, and I dare you to praise God in the middle of that. Possibly you're suffering in your body, possibly suffering with sickness today, in the midst of a bad doctor's report, in the midst of what you're dealing with as far as disease or infirmity or affliction to your body, in the midst of what you see with your natural eye concerning your health, I dare you, darn double dare you to praise God. Even if the pain of your past tries to keep you prisoned, I recognize being in the body of Christ for almost 2 decades, sometimes the enemy tries to play with my mind, bringing up mistakes and bringing up things from the past. And even in the midst of that, if we begin to praise God, that bondage will begin to loose us, that prison of our minds and that prison of self-pity, that prison of doubt, that prison of the pain of the past. When you begin to praise God, as Paul and Silas praise God, the prison doors begin to open. Bands on your life become loose. And everything the enemy tries to bound you up with becomes free indeed. Hallelujah. When Paul and Silas begin to praise God, the Bible says that the prison doors became open. And power of praise was evident. It's something about when you praise God, your spirits begin to lift up. When you praise God and rejoice, you begin to regain strength in your spirit, man. When you praise God, there's a release from heaven. There's a release from the glory throne of God to deal with your circumstances. That's why the devil's trying to take your joy in this hour. That's why he's trying to take your praise in this hour. That's why he's trying to take the words of your lips in this hour, because you know there's power in your praise. When you begin to give God thanksgiving, when you begin to rejoice over what God has already done, oh, I wish somebody hit God. Well, you praise him for God's sake for what he has already done. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has already done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Just put your mind on rewind, beloved, and think of what God has already done in and through your life. Think of all the stuff he's already removed and the people he's removed that meant you no good. Think of some of the debt he's already delivered you from. Think of some of the sicknesses and illnesses some of you've already been healed from. Think in the name of Jesus the kind of fear and the kind of doubt and the kind of low self-esteem or no self-esteem or the kind of bondage you used to walk in. When I think, I'm talking myself, because I'm getting happy. When I think about how I used to live, when I think about how I used to think, when I think about what I used to indulge my time and self in, I get happy, and I can't help but praise God because he has given me a new life. He has poured in new oil, and I know I'm talking to somebody today. You know your life is radically changed because you said yes to God and yes to his will. In spite of the persecution, see, Paul and Silas were persecuted for doing ministry. The Bible says they were doing ministry in that area. They were going forth doing ministry, and this young lady with the evil spirit began to taunt them and begin to pick at them and begin to annoy them. And that distracting spirit tried to distract them from doing effective ministry. And sometimes, beloved, when you look at your problems, when you look at what you're faced with today, I know I'm not the only one sometimes looking for certain results and coming up empty. I know I'm not the only one looking for God to move in certain ways in certain areas of ministry, and still I see a big fat zero. I know I'm not the only one believing God for demonstration and manifestation, and still with my natural eye, I see no fruit or evidence of God moving. But I'm here to tell you today, when you begin to praise God, there's a power released in your life to keep moving on. You begin to push past problems. God begins to release revelation knowledge in your spirit. God begins to do things that you cannot do. I remember over in the book of 2 Chronicles, I get excited because I just want to share some examples of the power of praise. There are so many encouraging stories in our Word of God that we need to look to in times of trouble. Remember King Jehoshaphat. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the Ammonites and all those ites came against Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel. The same people that God told his children to give grace, the same folks turned around and declared war on Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel. And the children of Israel was outnumbered by far. Have you ever been there in life where the odds were so against you? Have you ever been there in life where you had no support or no resources or nobody in your corner? Maybe you're there today and you're on this line, and you're getting discouraged, and you're getting frustrated, and you're getting fed up with people coming against you. And King Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel assembled themselves and cried out to God. And God raised up a prophet. Oh, glory be to God. Prophet Rebecca, I hope you hear God. God raised up a prophet, and the prophet spoke and said, "This battle is not yours," hallelujah, "but it belongs to the Lord." And I'm here to tell somebody today, this battle is not yours, but it belongs to God. Oh, glory be to God. I hope you hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle today. And the Bible says in that 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, around that 22nd verse, the Bible says when they begin to praise God because the prophet spoke and they believed the word of the Lord that God would avenge his children, the Bible says they begin to praise God and said, "The Lord endures forever, and his mercy endures forever." And the Bible says that they begin to praise God and sing to the Lord, God began to set ambushes. Hallelujah. I hope somebody hear God today. I'm getting excited. The Bible says God began to set ambushes for the enemy who was coming against the people of God when they begin to praise God. When you begin to praise God, God begins to deal with your enemies. Oh, glory be to God. When you begin to praise God, God begins to deal with your enemies. That's why he said he inhabits the praises of his people. That means he dwells there. That means he lives there. The Bible says he has ordained and ordered and commanded praise from us. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. And beloved, you got to praise God in spite of what you're dealing with today. People of God, you got to praise God regardless of the floods and the fire and the storms that you're dealing with today. You got to begin to praise God because the devil knows, the enemy knows, when you praise God, you are being empowered. You are mounting up with wings as eagles. You're about to run and not faint. You're about to walk and not get weary. Holy Ghost, you speak today. Somebody needs to know that there is power when you praise God. I know for myself, I'm one that I don't mind putting it out there about how good God has been to me. I tell people, I tell coworkers, I tell family, I tell our church family, I tell anybody who wants to listen, if it had not been for the Lord who has been on my side, where would I be? So when I praise God, like I now radically lost my mind, when I choose, in spite of being in debt, in spite of sometimes going through in my own personal life, in spite of sometimes when the heaviness and the burdens of life come to try to overtake me, in spite of when I'm overwhelmed with things going awry and going contrary to what God is showing me. I know this fact, like David, and like Jehoshaphat, and like Paul, and like Silas, and like Peter, when I praise God, something happens. Holy Ghost, have your way. When I praise God, something begins to happen. That's the only reason the last psalm in the Bible, Psalm 150, let everything praise God. If we don't praise him, the rock's going to praise him. But Paul and Silas was about to lose their life. Paul and Silas was about to be beheaded. Paul and Silas was about to become a martyr for the kingdom of God. But when they begin to praise God, when they begin to sing songs, when they pray to God, God gave them a manifestation and a demonstration of his power. And I want to remind you today that when you praise God, something divine happens. When you praise God, something supernatural begins to be released from heaven. When you praise God, God honors the praises of his people, and things just begin to radically change for the better for your life. Sometimes we Pastor and I, and our New Creation Church family, we're over in the tri-state area, meaning the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut area. And sometimes those of you who are around the country, if you're listening to this few words that I'm declaring with you and over your life today, on New Year's Eve, they call it over in New York, people call it, I'm going to watch the ball drop. In other words, at midnight, the ball, this thing that looks like a red apple or a big round ball, begins to come down slowly to the earth. And they do the big countdown, 10, 9, 8. And as they come to 1, it's midnight. And people start to rejoice. People start to celebrate. People start to thank God because they're about to cross over into a new year. Oh, I hope somebody hears God today. I said they're about to cross over into a new year. The old is gone. And something new is about to come in. So at midnight, when that ball comes down to the ground, it's a new year, and they cross over. That's a word for somebody. When you begin to praise God, you begin to cross over into a new season in your life. The Bible says at midnight, immediately, suddenly, the prisons begin to open. And I declare over your life today, in spite of what you're dealing with, when you praise God, I declare immediately and suddenly you're going to see a radical change in your situation. When you begin to praise God, immediately and suddenly you're going to cross over into a new dimension in God. When you begin to praise God, I declare and decree over your life that you're going to cross over. And God is going to honor you because you choose to praise him and not look at your circumstance. You chose to praise God in the middle of it. You chose to give him honor from the fruit of your lips, just like so many cloud of witnesses that went before us. And like them, you and I will get God's best and God's glory in the earth realm. I'm here talking about the power of praise. That's why the enemy don't want the people of God to praise him. See, it's something about praise that makes you positive. I know when my wife and I were pursuing motivational speaking careers, one of the things that they embedded in us so deeply is try to stay away from negativity or negative people. And sometimes in the body of Christ, you'll find people oftentimes not really walking by faith but complaining about their situations and their problems. And when you get around negative people or negativity, it's hard to undo that. And sometimes when you're feeling negative, it is hard to praise God. They say sometimes it takes about 10 to 20 positive thoughts to cancel one negative one. And when you find yourself around people who are complaining, people who are murmuring, people who don't want to give God the praise, people who don't want to rejoice in spite of the warfare that God is going to handle eventually, we need to sometimes just open our eyes in the natural realm and see how blessed we are. I hope you heard God. I can think of some people right now in the natural realm that would like to be where you are. I can think of some people right now that in the natural realm would want to be as blessed as you are if you're listening to me right now. I can think of some people in the natural realm who wish they had it as good as you have it. And sometimes the enemy plays with our mind. We compare ourselves to other people, whether it's ministry, whether it's another marriage, whether it's another person's income, whether it's another person's success. We compare ourselves to other people, and in those moments we find ourselves feeling inadequate, feeling like failures, feeling like God is not loving us as he's loving other people, and the enemy, who is the great deceiver, deceives us in those moments. Oh, beloved, you are blessed and highly favored. Oh, yes, you are. If you look up and begin to count your blessings, you'll see just how blessed you are. I don't want to take God for granted, not in this hour. I don't want to miss a move of God, not in this hour. And I know I'm speaking to somebody that in spite of what you're going through, you still choose to praise God. Hallelujah. I know I'm not the only one who choose to praise God. I know some people saying how ineffective church is, how ineffective God is, that God is not moving like he used to move. Signs, wonders, and miracles are out of the churches. God is not performing miracles, and the devil is still a liar. I look at my life, when I look at myself in the mirror, and when you look at yourself in the mirror, you are a walking miracle. Some of us used to snort cocaine or do drugs or fornicate or be whoremongers or be brawlers and fighters. Many of us have escaped death, been shot, been stabbed, been threatened. Many of us have been in serious car accidents only to walk away. Somebody on this line or somebody listening have been hospitalized, have had major surgery. Somebody's marriage was restored that was that close to divorce court. Somebody lost a prodigal children. And now that child is back honoring the things of God. Somebody lost a house, lost their wealth, lost their position in the marketplace, and now God is restoring. You got another job. You got another house. You got another car. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God. I wish somebody would look at the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. That's why David said, oh, taste and see. He was on the run from Saul, but he says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Because although David sinned with Bathsheba and God took his first son, God gave him Solomon. Oh, somebody please hear God. Sometimes when the pain of the past tries to haunt us, King David not just had Solomon, he had Adonijah, he had Amnon, he had more sons, but God took his first son. And I'm here to tell you today, when you understand the power of praise and stay in the race, watch what God do. When you understand the power of praise and stay in the race, stay in the game of faith, honor God with the praise of your lips, God is going to honor you. So I pray that somebody was encouraged today. The Bible says Paul and Silas prayed. Paul and Silas prayed. And God opened the prison doors. Whether that's a natural prison for you, or a spiritual prison for you, or an emotional prison for you, a psychological or mental prison for you, when you praise God, God begins to open prison doors. And Isaiah 61 becomes alive in your life. I came to set the captives free. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I had to have the phone on mute because I was praising God over here and did not want to obscure the word for anybody. Hallelujah. My God, there was this power in your praise. Somebody needs to praise God right now in the middle of your situation. You just need to go ahead and shout hallelujah. Go ahead and give God the glory because it's already done. God has already spoken. It's about 11:59. It's almost midnight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. Give God
yes.
the glory. Go ahead and worship God. Hallelujah. Worship God in the middle of that situation. My God, Pastor, you said they were in prison, but they were still worshiping God, still praising God. And suddenly, my God, the prison doors were open. My God, God is opening some prison doors in the lives of his people today. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I got to praise, and I got to get it out. Hallelujah. God is worthy. Hallelujah. He's picking somebody up out of the pit today. My God, somebody was discouraged, Pastor, and you just spoke life into their hearts on today. My God, somebody
yes.
got their praise back. Somebody yes. got their praise back today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. What a mighty God we serve. There is power in your praise. Man of God, woman of God, there is power in your praise. There is power in your praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be out there saying, what do I have to praise God for? I don't know. I can't just stop by. I don't really know who this Jesus is. I never really believed. Well, the Bible says that God so loved the world. He so loved you. He loved you so much that he sent his only son, Jesus, his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to die so that you could have life and have that life more abundantly. And that life is available to you on today. If you just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God sent his son, Jesus, to die for you and that he did die. He was buried. And on the third day, he got up with all power in his hand. If you believe that today, you too can be saved. And you can just say, I believe, by pressing one on your phone or by saying, I believe, in the chat room. And we'll pray the prayer of salvation so that you can be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you're here and you heard this word today, and you say, you know what, that word was for me, and I just want the man of God to pray over my life so that I can walk with this word, to seal this word over my life. I'm touching and agreeing with the word for my life today. If that's you, just pray, press one, or say, I agree in the chat room, and you will be covered in the prayer that the man of God is getting ready to pray. A powerful, powerful word. There is power in your praise. There is power. There's a breakthrough in your praise. If that's you and you need prayer, just press one, and we'll pray for you. Pastor Emily is getting ready to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We see those hands being raised. Hallelujah. We see the communication in the chat room. Amen. People are touching and agreeing. Pastor Emily, you would just go ahead and pray. Pray for those in attendance on today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for your day you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Now, Father God, we thank you for the power of prayer and the power of praise. Lord, rejoice, hallelujah. You say, again, I say rejoice. And right now, we are reminded by your word that the joy of the Lord is our strength. The enemy knows that when we have joy from praising you, when we have joy from thinking back of the goodness of God, when we have joy in thanksgiving, Lord, we know that the enemy knows that's our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And I thank you for everyone who is looking this way for prayer, that you restore their joy in the midst of whatever they're dealing with in the name of Jesus. Father God, this joy that we have, this world did not give us and this world cannot take it away. And right now, I pray that you restore the joy of the Lord in your children, the joy of the Lord in your sons, the joy of the Lord in your daughters, the joy in the Lord for everyone who's listening and looking this way for prayer. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that you restore the praise and the fruit of their lips. I thank you that you restore power, Lord, because you have ordered praise. You ordained praise. You inhabit the praises of your people. So, Lord, I thank you for a praising people. I thank you for a people of power. Now, Lord, they're looking to you, the author and finisher of their faith. And and they understand, Lord, that praise is going to push them to the next realm in you. We understand, as we heard the word of the Lord today, that praise is going to raise our spirits up. When we begin to praise, you begin to raise. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that somebody's spirit is lifted up, even as we are on these airways. Somebody still got running in their feet. Somebody's going to pick back up the business proposal. Somebody's going to go ahead and do ministry in spite of the opposition. Somebody's going to keep preaching in spite of the lack of support. Somebody's going to keep doing ministry in spite of the warfare. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that your people who are called by your name is ready to do their divine assignment. So, Lord, seal this prayer as my wife and I in the New Creation Church family touch and agree with those around the globe, Lord, those around this country, Lord, and touch and agree in the power of praise, the power of prayer. And, Lord, as we move forward in the name of Jesus, let no weapon formed against the people looking this way for prayer be able to prosper. So, Jesus, we thank you for that abundant life. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But now that we got our praise restored, we know we have that abundant life that you died for us to have. You became poor that we might be made rich, abounding in every good work, abounding in every good way. So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I receive that prayer in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, even encouragers need to be encouraged sometimes. And I thank God for all of you. We thank God for all of you in attendance on today. Amen. We thank God for the word. Go ahead and praise God for the word. Somebody got broken free today. Somebody got encouraged today. Somebody was empowered today. Somebody got saved. Hallelujah. And if you receive Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior, even through this service, this online service, we invite you to email us, amen, at powerintheword1@yahoo.com. That's powerintheword1@yahoo.com, and we will be sure to get you out a packet to help you with your new walk in Christ, amen, and to help you to find a church home, amen, hallelujah. Well, at this time, we're going to offer you the opportunity, amen, to sow into our ministry, amen, so that we can continue to be on the airwaves, so that we can continue to do our prayer as we pray over the airwaves two or three times a week. We have a midweek noonday service, amen, that just started, and you have been able to partake of that. And then, of course, we still have the Woman to Woman show. I am in full-time ministry, and I just thank God that he's allowing me to sow ministry, amen, into the lives of his people. So we give you the opportunity to give. If you are led to give into this ministry, and we ask that you do give, you can send your checks to New Creation Christian Ministries. We're at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and that is New Creation Christian Ministries at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07206. And you can send any amount, amen, that the Lord places upon your heart. And also, you can go to our website at nccmonline.org and press the donate button there to give into this ministry. As you give into this ministry, God is going to bless you. I wanted me to share this scripture with you, 1 Corinthians, and this is why we let people give, because there is a blessing in your giving. And you know, we let you, when you come to our church on site at New Creation Christian Ministries, we always offer the opportunity to give. And the Lord has led us, even online, during this online service, to offer the opportunity to give, because as you give, there is a blessing in your giving. We know that there's a blessing in the tithe, but we're not asking you to tithe because that goes to your local church. Do not ever allow anyone to take your tithe from your local church. Your pastor deserves your tithe, amen. Your local church deserves your tithe, but we're asking you to give above and beyond the tithe. I want to read this scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, starting with verse 6, and it reads, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also fairly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able, listen to this, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he that disperseth abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that giveth seed to the sower, both giveth bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Amen. So praise God for your giving. Amen. As you give, God is going to give back to you and make sure that you always have all sufficiency in all things. Amen. For every good work, he will continue to minister seed to you for sowing, and he will continue to give you bread for eating. You will have every need met. Amen. So we pray over your seed right now, Lord. We thank you for those who are giving. We thank you, Lord, for their heart towards this ministry, and we say bless every dollar, every seed that is sown into this ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We had a powerful time in the Lord today, and we thank God for you coming to our church. Amen. Online. We thank God for you coming to our church online, and we invite you to come back every Wednesday at 12 o'clock. There will always be a powerful preached word from the Lord. But if you want to experience us even more, you got to come out to the church. You have to come out to the Kingdom Church, to New Creation Christian Ministries. We invite you to come out tonight for Bible study, and we're located again at 87 First Street. If you put that in your GPS, it's First with a 1. First 1ST Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Come out at 7:30 tonight. We're having our hour of empowerment, amen, where we go into the Word of God to be empowered. And then Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m., we have our worship service. I'm telling you, it's always a prophetically preached word. My God, the signs and wonders, healings, my God, deliverance, my God, the Spirit of the Lord is in the house. If you can feel it even over this internet ways, even through the phone lines, you know that the power of the Most High God abides with us and abides wherever we go. So we invite you to come out and praise God with us. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just thank you for coming out again. Pastor Anthony, I'm going to allow you to have closing words. This has been Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons and Pastor Anthony Simmons. We're pastors over at New Creation Christian Ministries. My husband's coming with the closing words. You can always correspond with us on Facebook. I'm Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons on Facebook, or by email, powerintheword1@yahoo.com. Connect with us. Connect with New Creation Christian Ministries. We're also there on Facebook. Pastor Anthony, I'm going to give you closing words. God bless you all. And Pastor, I'm turning it over to you for closing words and a benediction, because this service is only 1 hour, and we come just to obey God. God bless you. Go ahead, honey. Your mic is open.
Amen. Philippians 1:6 says, he who has begun a good work in you shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. You must know, those of you who are listening, that God is going to complete what he started in your life. He is a finisher. That's why he's called the author and finisher of your faith. So if you find yourself in the midst of that, know that God will complete what he has started. Amen. And your praise is just going to be part of the process that keeps you until he completes his work. So don't let nothing or no one take your praise. Amen. Let us get a final blessing. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for New Creation Church. I thank you for Prophet Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Lord, the vision that you have given her, even on this online church, a New Creation Church, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for those who find it our robbery to tune in to, Father God, be a part of what you're doing, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you that I have not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what you're going to do in and through us. the peace of God be with you, the joy of the Lord be your strength, and the love of God, that agape, unconditional love, be yours, hence now and forevermore. Church, say amen. That means we agree. Go and serve our God.
This is for that little child with no father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
There's a man,
oh yeah,
standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
Come on, bring the my friend, but you're also my brother.
Here's my shoulder. You can lean.